My name is Tommy Van Kirk. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I lived in Queens most of my life, went to college in Brooklyn, and taught school for about 35 years. But in the Bronx, this was a rough neighborhood, but these kids worked hard. They always did their homework. I didn't have to push them to, and their reading scores just came. When they took the test the first time, they had to get used to the American way of doing things. So that wasn't a good score. So by the time they took the test again, they achieved great things. All schools, you have some kids who are going to work hard. And some kids who are going to just fool around. And I had some very, very good kids. You know, my school had all nationalities. So I had some Chinese kids, I had Hispanic kids, I had Indian kids, I had Asian kids, I even had kids from Nepal. They know it's their responsibility to their family to do a good job and they were a joy to teach, but I tried my best. We used to go to some Dodger games. And then when they had the World Series, everybody would take their radios and put them out on in their windows, and we could hear the play-by-play. Yeah, Red Barber. Oh, because my father was a postman, and he used to deliver mail to Duke Snyder. Duke Snyder lived in Flatbush. Roy Campanella, Duke Snyder, Ralph Branca, Pee Wee Reese. And then my daughter moved to Oklahoma. After I retired, she wanted me to come out there with her. So when my husband passed away, I sold the house and then moved out here to Oklahoma in 2019. Oh, well, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave New York City because I like the arts, so I figured there's not going to be too much out here. All I figured it'd be a lot of cowboys and cowboy music. But then you have a university here. So, you know, I said, well, let me explore and see what's around here. And so they have an adult education, Ollie, so I can take art lessons there. And they have some, I have a friend who goes to the opera. And, you know, I could have gone to the Met when I was in New York City, but they only had evenings. So I didn't do too much because I'd have to get on the Long Island Railroad. And you'd have to, at 11 o'clock at night, there's nobody down in the station, so you don't want to be around them. So I didn't go. So now I'm going to more opera than I did when I was in New York City because we can just drive to Oklahoma City and go to the HD. You know, it's a long drive, but at least we can do it. Really nice. Once a month, they put something on. So I stay busy. You know, you have to stay busy. You can't sit around. That's the worst thing you could do. Yeah, Tulsa Ballet, I go to that with my friends. They're just as good as New York City Ballet. You know, we have about five or six ballet companies in New York City. You know, and they're just as good. They really are. I didn't believe it. When they told me the New York Philharmonic was going to be here, I said, "You're crazy, making it up," but they were here. You know, so you have stuff at the McKnight that's pretty good. Oh, I love it! It's great. You're nice people. You know, very, very friendly, very warm, and interesting people. So, yeah, I like it.